Welcome to Abiding in Christ. Acts 17:28 says, "In Christ we live and move and have our being." This program is designed to instill in you that all your needs are met when you put Jesus Christ first in your life. Listen now to the Holy Spirit as a Bible teacher and host, Leisha Cantrell, reveals the Word of God.
God wants to bless us, to give us what we need. But we cannot be presumptuous that things will just happen automatically or that nothing will happen. We are so accustomed to a world where everyone is trying in their own strength, presuming that no one will care about their situation. They don't like to feel helpless, so they spin their wheels trying to make things happen. This can lead to disaster and, in some cases, even sin. But when we begin to pray and seek His face, the face of God and the presence of God bring us information and revelation and strength. Then we will know peace, both in our thoughts and emotions, as well as in our spirits, as we seek Almighty God, who wants to bless us, and He will bless us, and He does this through prayer. He guides us in prayer. We have to get quiet and get still before God. At first, we come with our anxieties and or our, you know, thoughts, or we've been in a hurry. And so it takes a little bit for us to calm down and to really allow Holy Spirit to take hold of us. The prayer is a shield that protects us from anxiety and worries. When we remember that He has full control and provides the grace we need in every situation. What a declaration of the importance of prayer is James 4:2. You have not because you don't ask. The believer who can pray can do anything because prayer can do anything that God can do, and God can do anything. Our desperate need in these days is to link our lives with the omnipotence of God, the all-powerful, sovereign God who has called upon us and told us to pray. Jesus said, "All things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive." Matthew 21:22. So look at the opening verses of James 4, drawing close to God. Here is the presumption of unoffered prayer. God wants to bless us and to give us what we need, but we are so presumptuous, either that nothing will happen or that, you know, we don't have time or that He's going to take care of it anyway. Some think that they are self-sufficient, and others think they should be. We frantically try in our own strength to get the things we need or think we need. But when we begin to pray and seek the face of God, then we will know peace both emotionally and mentally, as well as in our hearts and in our spirits. That as we seek Almighty God, God wants to bless us, and He will bless us through prayer. So at a time when you feel like, you know, you're only just so totally taken with the circumstances, you have to remember that God wants us to come in prayer and open ourselves up to Him and not be presumptuous that we know that everything's okay and that what we think is the way things will turn out. It is not until we pray that God moves into action. Prayer links our lives with the omnipotence of the power of God. Sometimes we fret and try to find answers to things that are critical and come up suddenly. As hard as we work and do all we can, we forget that we are not using all our strength until we pray and allow our Heavenly Father to help us. It is His strength that relieves burdens and weighty concerns and problems. We are scared and we think we are doing everything we know to do, but all we have to do is seek God's guidance, His power to deal with the obstacles. We need to link our lives with Him and with His grace, love, and care. And so the reason may be that God is not blessing us is so utterly simple. You have not because you ask not, as James 4 says. When the Apostle Paul wrote the believers in Thessalonica who were suffering under Roman domination, he told them, "Pray without ceasing," 1 Thessalonians 5:17. In other words, prayer should be a priority in our daily lives. What does it mean to pray without ceasing? Prayer was not saying that we should continually mumble prayers every minute of the day without ceasing. It means a continuous recurrence. Prayer isn't constant, but it recurs frequently throughout the day, and we're in a prayerful state. We're open and receptive to God. Unceasing prayer is a way of life, not an occasional occurrence prompted by trouble or a quick addition at the end of the day. God wants us to focus our attention on Him consistently, and it's this focus that is quintessential to walking in grace. God is ready and willing to listen and answer our prayers. We can't say anything to the Lord that He doesn't already know. He is not sitting in heaven being secretive about His will for our lives or reluctant to answer our prayers. God proved His love for us by giving His Son as a sacrifice for our salvation. And He continues to demonstrate His love by being interested in every facet of our lives. In Luke 18:1 through 7, Jesus taught a parable about a judge and a persistent widow, which reminds us that God always hears our prayers and provides for our needs. If we are His children, we don't have to beg Him to listen to us, nor do we need to feel unworthy. Christ Jesus has made us worthy. God the Father freely gives His mercy, grace, and love because of the atonement and our relationship with Him through Jesus Christ. There is a difference between true and false prayer. True prayer requires a relationship with God. The Holy Spirit woos those who are outside of the Good Shepherd's care. Through prayer, the Lord gives us courage and confidence to face challenges and reminds us that He puts sovereign limitations on the burdens we carry. Prayer brings God's emotional and physical healing, as well as guidance when we are confused about the hurts we experience. We receive the Holy Spirit's power, which strengthens us to face difficult situations. False prayer is all about self and is based on what we think we deserve. Many times, if it's a monologue, our relationship rather than a monologue, because a monologue focused on what we want from God keeps us from having the grace of God and His power coming in to work things out for us. True prayer comes from a sense of humility, realizing that we are accepted on the basis of the Lord's mercy, not by our conduct. It's a dialogue with God because we are not just interested in giving Him our list of requests, but we want to hear from Him. We desperately need Him. True prayer is a way to grow in our relationship with the Lord. All relationships require a two-way communication. Instead of just speaking our prayer requests, we must also listen to the Lord, since His word is the primary way He speaks to us. Our prayer times should include Bible reading. We should have scriptures on our certain need at the time. When the Lord has an answer for us from His word, it's amazing how He can take us to the exact scripture passages we desperately need. However, if we pray yet fail to listen, we'll miss the blessing of hearing from Him, of knowing His presence and what He has to say at this point, and we'll be no better off than before. The scriptures repeatedly tell us to devote ourselves to prayer. Colossians 4:2. Devotion requires that we not only set aside uninterrupted time for prayer, but that we also think seriously about what we're asking. We must give the time and attention He deserves in order to have a growing relationship with Him. Prayer is our most profitable activity. The time we spend with the Lord affects our lives in a variety of ways. It's the method God used to meet our needs, Philippians 4:19. He comforts us in all times of trial and heartache by assuring us of his presence with us and his willingness to help us. Prayer is a channel through which we build an intimate relationship with God and sense his love for us. The Lord strengthens us in times of trial and temptation as we believe his promises and ask for his help, which is what 1 Corinthians 10:13 means when it says, God is faithful to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness as we confess our sins to him in prayer, 1 John 1:9. Prayer is our source of guidance as we seek the Lord's direction and listen to his instructions, Psalm 32:8. God helps us understand his word as we read and ask him to speak to our hearts. So our feeble hand rests in his. His omnipotent hand is clasped around ours. We feel helpless and are helpless. He is all-powerful and knowing. Sensitivity requires listening to the Lord as a vital part of enjoying intimate fellowship with him. John 8:28-25. Though we know that we have to be accountable in our jobs and in what we do, and all of that is important, when it comes to prayer, we need to really be listening to God, because his sovereignty and his omnipotence is what enhances our life so that we walk in his ways and do things in his ways and are given that extra favor and grace when we need it, as he can speak to people, he can make contracts go through, and he can give us relationships that where things can be ironed out. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. The ability to hear his voice is an absolute essential for the Christian life. No matter what the ups and downs of life are, fellowship with him transcends all of that. The primary reason for that is that he is spirit and we are created in his image. We are also spirit. We have to listen to God in our spirit. God speaks to us in spiritual influences, and we listen or focus on this spiritual communication, which requires bypassing thoughts and emotions. So sometimes we have to allow our own faculties to have a rest and become receptive. Hebrews 6:19-20, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. A person who hears the voice of the Lord will be equipped to make wise decisions, Ephesians 5:15-17. But learning to listen to God rarely happens without an individual deliberately seeking him through prayer and solitude. If you want this quality, you must spend time with him and make it a priority. Grace and peace to you. Many people like to get a fast response for prayer requests, so I'm giving you my post office box number so that you can send a letter and make a prayer request or send a donation that way. Write to Abiding in Christ Ministries, Leisha Cantrell, P.O. Box 460512, Denver, Colorado 80246. You may also listen to the programs again and download them, as well as find contact information on 670KLTT.com on the weekday program guide. Click on Abiding in Christ Ministries, Leisha Cantrell, and you'll be right there at my website. Thank you for joining me weekly here at Abiding in Christ Ministries for Kingdom, Covenant, and Mediator.